Welcome back to the Pack Chat, our student voice opinion segment. I'm your host, Millie Suarez, joined by co-host Austin Makaborski, Molly Pinkerton, and guest Everett Taylor as we discuss this week's most trending topics. Let's get started. First, the fall of group chats have been highlighted by a Cosmopolitan article discussing how they were more popular to use during the pandemic era. The article mentions how group chats have taken a dark path from just a communicative aspect and is now used as a way to spread drama and cause annoyance amongst your peers. On the other hand, some people have seen to simply just get bored of the chats and leave or go ghost. So do you guys think we should be using group chats more? And what are some do's and don'ts regarding them?
I use group chats every day. That's like my main source of communication with my friends, because it's kind of hard to text my friends like individually, like every time we have plans. But like, I think,
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you.
Yeah,
I use group chats for sports and like to communicate with that. And like there's clubs that always use group chats. And I'm really just going to have to disagree with the article.
Yeah, there's also subgroup chats. Like I have group chats with like my friends in my classes and then with my friends in those classes, but my friends' friends. You know what I mean?
What about you?
mostly in my group chats, it's not really organized at all. It's just randomly texting. Sometimes it's never like important, so I'd have to disagree. I'd much rather like text one person if I want information. But honestly, group chats are fun because it's just a bunch of people. It's
what
like you're
would
hanging
you
out
say
with people.
What would you guys say are some do's or don'ts in group chats?
I feel like bullying in a group chat is like like, I always, like, sometimes, like, my friends all, like, gang up on me, and, they all, like, I do something, and they're all, like, Molly. I'm just, like, okay, like, you know.
Well, what did you say?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay, guys. Next up, the company CG's Dairy is offering $10,000 to someone who can live without their phone for a whole month. The challenge is a spin on Dry January, but instead of alcohol, this challenge reflects on teens who are addicted to their devices with the goal of living a simpler life with fewer distractions. Those who want to participate will also have to write a 100 to 500 word essay explaining how this will benefit them. So do you guys think you'd be able to overcome a challenge like this? And is there an appropriate amount of time to win that much money?
Okay. Being realistic here, I think a month I could do. Okay, maybe not a year, but maybe without your phone for a month, I can do that.
The thing about this, sort of phone detox is, like, really, I feel like I would need to do this because it kind of, I feel like a lot of students are dependent on their phone.
All the time.
We know.
Okay. But the thing about this challenge is they give you a flip phone.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would, like, I could do it.
Yeah, because you could just you just write down your friend's number. You gotta just do a little preparation.
You can talk to your friends still. Like, you can call. Like, you don't.
That's what I use my phone for most. Like, I just need a call. I just need FaceTime.
Yeah. I would just get like my social media apps. I would feel like I'm missing out, even though I'm really not. But it just kind of feels like
absolutely.
That.
Social media just makes me feel like so like.
Yeah. One time I didn't have my phone for like 6 months, and I was like so out of touch with like social media, and I just became a little corny, and that's okay. Finally, Sephora children ranging ages 6 through 12 are taking social media by storm. Many people, as well as dermatologists and parents, have been clowning the children and often blame the parents for allowing the use of overpriced and harsh skincare and makeup and indulging in the purchases. On the other hand, parents will defend their children, expressing how they are just little girls, but these little girls have very little patience for the other guests and employees at stores like Sephora.
Elephant section in there.
Where's the glow recipe?
It's over there in the back right corner.
Can you show me?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I just had to help
Where is the rare beauty blush?
It's right here.
What about Happy? Do you have Happy?
We're all out of Happy. But that's a really popular shade.
Why?
It's a popular shade. Like, a lot of people get it.
So, what were y'all doing at age 10? And do you think kids should be partaking in products as harsh and advanced as this?
Well, you know, I feel like I have a couple things to say about this. I haven't I'm not really big in the makeup scene. Mm. But whenever I was 10, I was, you know, riding my bike, kind of like playing outside, you know, those like, those games you play outside. But, I feel like it's kind of damaging as like when a girl's growing up, I think it's kind of damaging to just like her, like
self-esteem
and like the way she looks at herself, whenever they're like kind of forced into a way to like put on makeup. And makeup is like, sure, it's a way of self-expression. And as a little girl, you might want to like put on makeup to look like a like one of your Disney princesses, but I think it's like it kind of makeup's like kind of like for more adult things, and it's like shows like your blush cheeks and then like your red lips. Like, I don't think that's needed more in a 10-year-old's life.
Yeah, I have a sister who's 10, and she's not a Sephora 10-year-old, thank goodness. But she is into makeup, and honestly, I just feel like she's too young, and I kind of feel bad because, you know, she's just, I think it's too young. I think the perfect age for makeup is probably when you're like turn 13 or something.
Absolutely. That's when, I'll go first.
Okay.
That's when I started wearing makeup when I was like 13. And makeup, I get like when you're a kid, like I was like so obsessed with makeup, but I am grateful like that my parents like didn't let me like go too far into that because, you know, it's really, it is for more mature people. And but makeup is obviously about self-expression, but there's a time and a place, and kids, it's also about kids needing to stay in their childhood. Mm-hmm. Like, it's about kids, like, I don't know how to say it.
I have some
wanting to grow up too fast.
Yeah. Bouncing off of that, as like, kind of like a fatherhood perspective, like if I had a daughter and then I saw her getting into more makeup stuff, like when she's young, I would be really like, I would be fearful for her because of the type of like maybe predators she would attract from that, because they're like totally, that's like a threat. You know what I mean? Like, not like she's trying to attract that, but like they're like, I'm not kidding. It's
no,
serious.
I agree. I don't agree. Okay. We're wrapping it up. All right. And that's all for today. But remember, Team Wolf Pack, there's always time to chat.